This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies.
It's a beautiful morning. Cold. At least it's not snowing. You have to look at it that way. But it's cold across the whole country. And for areas where they're not getting the cold, they're getting the rain, or they're having fires. The weather has just been terrible in the last month or so. So let's stop harping on it, and let's start planning out our spring and summer garden. And this morning I've been telling you about some good annuals and perennials that you can plant in your yard that will give you that color. But you need to do planning. And, you know, in a vegetable garden or a flower bed or even a rose garden, the planting doesn't start in May. The planting starts now, during January, during February, so that when April and May gets here, if we have a nice early spring, unlike last year, where I didn't plant my vegetable garden until the second week in June, then we'll be ahead of it. So let's begin to think, let's begin to do our research, and that's what I'm trying to do this morning, is to give you some ideas of some good perennials and annuals. It could take me a week to go through all of them that are here, but I'm picking out some good ones for you that are easy to take care of. One that's really hardy, and you can grow it from Canada all the way to Georgia and right across the country, is the Bleeding Heart. And Bleeding Heart will grow in shade all day, or a little bit of sun, or even some direct sun on it. But it really does better with a little bit of shade on it. And there are two different strains. There are the dwarf variety, which is primarily pink, and grows like a mound. We'll get 1.5 to 2 feet tall and spread about 3 feet. And it's a summer flowering variety. And the flowers, clusters, are small. And they're pink with a white tip on them. And they're not as spectacular as the tall growing varieties, but they're nice. They retain their foliage a lot longer. Your standard tall growing Bleeding Heart, by the time you get to July, it's falling apart and it's going into dormancy, while the dwarf variety is just beginning to do its thing and giving you lots of color. But the taller growing ones have a flower that looks like a heart. And when the flower matures, at the very bottom of the heart, it will crack open and it will make a little tear-shaped flower petals. So it looks like the heart is bleeding. And it comes in white and pink. You don't see that many white. So if you're at a nursery and they have the white Bleeding Heart, pick it up. It really is beautiful. And the flowers come on a long stem, and the blossoms start at the beginning of the stem, which could be 3 to 6 inches long, with a flower on top of the flower, right the entire length of the stem. And it's truly a beautiful looking plant. You can cut it and use it in your home in a cut flower vase. But in the garden, it's truly, truly striking. And the pollinators like it also. But it will grow in the shade. Not that many plants do. Now, one plant that they've been doing a lot of work in the last few years is the coneflower. And 10 years ago, the coneflower was purple. Big daisy, probably 4 inches in diameter. Petals, just like, excuse me, a daisy. And the middle of that daisy had a round clusters of the actual flower. The petals are on the outside, and this big, like a knob almost, or the cone, is filled with tiny little yellow flowers that grow very close together, and it gives the plant a lot of character. But it was primarily purple. Then we got a little bit of white, and that made it even more exciting. But today, you have orange and yellow in the cone family. The newer varieties need more protection. So if you're in a sheltered area, blocked by the house or some trees, then you can grow all of the colors. If you're wide open with a lot of wind and a lot of exposure, stick with the purple. It's kind of a pinky purple, or the white, but your new hybrids are not that hardy where you're getting a lot of wind and open area. Now, when I was in high school, I had an economics teacher, and he had owned a private school and sold it, retired, got bored, and started teaching at Scituate High School. And he had a beautiful house right near the harbor. And I went to his house as a field trip with the class. And he had a beautiful perennial garden. And one of the perennials that he had that was really striking was the globe thistle. And the globe thistle is blue. And as I told you earlier this morning, blue is difficult to find as a perennial or an annual. And this is a plant that has kind of a blue-gray foliage. And it's a flower that you don't touch a lot because it's in the thistle family. And if you've ever touched or stepped on a thistle, you won't do it again because it's filled with little thorns on it. But it has long stems, about 4, 6, 8 inches in length, with these blue balls. And the balls themselves of flowers are anywhere from 1 to 2 inches in diameter. And they bloom in the middle of the summer, July and August, when there's not that many plants coming into bloom. And it's upright. It grows about 3 feet tall. And it's something that gives you beautiful color and will take a lot of exposure and a lot of wind. And his garden was right on the ocean. And he really got beaten by the wind. But this plant did really, really good. Now, if you want something that's going to give you a contrast, there's a plant similar to the globe thistle called sea holly. And this has blue-green foliage. It's a lower-growing plant, around 12 to 18 inches and just as wide. And the flower, as they get ready to open, the covering over the bud opens up and stays open on the flower. So it's a very horizontal, so the flower bud casing opens up and is horizontal, and in the middle you'll get this little ball of silver blue flowers. The foliage is silver blue, and the seed, the flower head covering, is silver blue. And it's great flower for cutting, just like the globe thistle, but it will take the wind. It'll take very severe growing conditions. It's also a nice hardy plant, and it's something that will give you an awful lot of color and something that's different. It's not as hardy. It won't grow in northern Maine. It will start in southern Maine, like in Portland, south, all the way to Georgia. But it's a very unique. So if you want something with character and something that a lot of people are not going to mess with in your garden, think about the globe thistle and the sea holly. Both of those are great perennials that I know you will enjoy because of the time of the year that they flower when you need some color. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here for you. So if you need some help, call us. We have open lines, and the phone number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. And we'll try and work together with you and help you out with a problem that you're having, or maybe you're trying to plan out a garden and you need some help. I'm here for you. About 5 years ago, I was building a Japanese garden. And in the Japanese garden were some existing pine trees. And there were a couple of them. They had a nice shape. I didn't want to cut it down. So I cut the lower branches from the ground up about 3 feet, so I could plant some low-growing, shade-loving perennials in this garden. And I put in several varieties of ferns, and I wanted something delicate. And I put in sweet woodruff. And a lot of people will use sweet woodruff along with their herbs and to give a little bit of scent. It's got a beautiful fragrance to it. As a matter of fact, many, many years ago, when your bed mattress was made of straw, most of you don't remember it. It's a thing way back. But I was doing some research when I was planting this Japanese garden, and it talked about the sweet woodruff. And it said that when they made their bed of straw, they would take the foliage from the sweet woodruff and they would mix it with the straw, and it would absorb any unpleasant smells that came out of that mattress. But it's a low-growing plant, about 6-8 inches tall, has delicate white flowers. It spreads really, really good, and it will grow in full shade all day. So if you're looking for an inexpensive, fast-growing ground cover, think about Sweet Woodruff. Okay? Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret in New Hampshire.
Margaret from New Hampshire, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning. Happy New Year, and thank you for taking my call.
Happy
New
Year.
I have two questions.
Sure.
I have a plant that looks like a wine bottle opener.
Like a wine bottle?
Like a, yeah, you know, it's a screw. It looks like screwed. So you know how those
yes.
A wine bottle opener? Yeah, I have a plant that looks like that, and I don't know what it's called.
It's a, just the foliage.
Oh, what is that?
Is it just the leaves of the plant?
Oh, yeah,
is it
just
like
the leaf? Yeah, the whole plant is just like that, and it just goes around and around like a screwdriver plant. I mean,
yeah. Oh, I can see it. I can see it, and I can't think of the name of it offhand. But I'll tell you what, Margaret, if you send me an email.
Uh-huh.
My email address is P,
yep.
Parent, P-A-R-E-N-T, so P-P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com. It's a tropical plant, and it's like our ornamental grasses that we can grow in New England, but this is something that's southern in nature. It will not take a frost, so it's a southern plant. But I know I can see it in my mind, and it's just long. It looks like chives, the foliage, except it's like a corkscrew.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. I stayed up too late watching the Patriots last night, I can't think of it. But if you send me an email once I get my head back together, then I will email you back the name of it, and then we can talk about it next week on the radio show. But it's a nice plant. It's got beautiful foliage, and as it gets larger and larger, repot it into a container every couple of years.
Okay.
Just get a pot 2 inches bigger. Tropical plants can be repotted any time of the year. So if you get a chance, do it now. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking about annuals and perennials this morning. Sun and shade that should be in your garden. And if you want to get away from all the coal and the snow and everything that's going on, open up a gardening book and start looking and dreaming your garden now. The garden doesn't start in the spring. It starts in the winter. It starts right now. This is your planning time. And I'm trying to give you some ideas. And a lot of these perennials, you can grow them by seed. And it will save you a ton of money. If you go and you buy a pot of perennials at your local nursery or garden center, you're getting a well-established one-year-old plant. It's going to cost you $3 to $5 or more, depending on what you purchase. But you can buy a package of seed of perennials through a seed catalog and grow them yourself for pennies on the dollar. And it's very, very easy to do. All you need to do is to start with a good seed starter soil. Don't use garden soil. Don't use potting soil. It's too heavy. You need to use a seed starter soil that's light, it's airy, it's well-drained, it's sterilized. And that's one of the keys. It's been heated so that if there are any diseases in that soil, it was killed with the heat. And that way your germination will be a lot better. So you get a company like Espoma. They're known for their organics. They're known for their beneficial microbes. They've got a seed starter soil that really, really works. Buy the seed starter soil, some containers, and your seed. And most of these perennials that we're talking about, you can start them by seed right now. Now, if you're going to use containers that you've had in the past, you can use them over and over again, but you've got to sterilize them. And there's two ways to sterilize a container. Number one, you take a large
solid container. It could be a 5-gallon bucket. It could be a plastic tub. And you add one part bleach to 10 parts water. So if it's a big plastic tub that you would wash your dog or your cat in, something like that, then you put 10 gallons of water to 1 gallon of bleach. Take your containers and wash them with the hose first to get any of the soil that may have stuck to it. So with the hose, clean it up, and then you just dip it into the bleach and water, turn it over back and forth, top up, bottom up, so that you coat the entire area of your container. And then take it out, let it sit in the sun. The bleach will dissipate, but it will have killed any possible diseases. Step two, or a different way to do it, is to put it in your dishwasher. Now, if you're going to put it in the dishwasher, you got to get all the soil off that container, or your wife is going to kill you. But you put it in the dishwasher, put it through the regular cycle, and it will clean it and sterilize it at the same time. So either buy new or sterilize your container with the dishwasher or with bleach and water. 10 parts water, 1 part bleach. And I've used the bleach and water method for many, many years. It works great, and I've never had a problem. And the other thing that it will do, too, is if you have some clay pots, for example, and you've had them for a few years, they'll have a tendency to turn green with the algae growing on it. And for some cases, it looks really good that way. They look aged. But if you want that new pot look, just do the bleach. 10 water, 1 part bleach. Set them in. Let them soak for 10, 15 minutes. Take them out and just put them in the full sun. And then once it's dried, the green algae that was on it will have died. So stop thinking about it. Let's get your containers clean. Let's pick up the seed starter soil. Let's pick up any new containers. And if you want to increase germination when you do seeds, you can either buy a plastic tray with a clear dome so that you have like a miniature greenhouse to start your seedlings in. If you don't want to buy a new tray and a clear plastic dome and you've got some seed flats, then all you need to do is fill your tray with the seed starter soil, get some toothpicks, and put toothpicks here and there in your seed tray, and then pull off a piece of saran wrap and drape the saran wrap over the containers but on top of the toothpicks, and the toothpick will prevent the plastic from laying flat on the soil. And it allows the air to circulate under there, but it retains the humidity and the moisture. So it's a good way to speed up the germination by increasing the humidity, and you just use a piece of saran wrap. Okay, let's go back to a couple more good perennials. If you're looking for something that's going to bloom in the late summer, you want some height and a good array of colors, there is a plant that I like. People call it sneeze weed or helenium. So sneeze weed. Okay? It's a daisy type plant. And the thing that I like about it is it's an upright growing plant, about 18 to 24 inches, loaded with these daisies about an inch to an inch and a half in diameter. Almost looks like a mum, your fall hardy chrysanthemum when it first opens up. But there are so many varieties that you can have a great assortment. You can buy them as a plant that's yellow. It can be mahogany. It can be burnt orange. Orange and yellow. Gold. Some red varieties that are really, really beautiful. But that two-tone varieties of orange and yellow and mahogany and yellow and burnt orange, they really stand out in your garden. But they bloom during July and August. Again, when you need some color, that's the time of the year where you're having a lot of cookouts, you're having friends over, and you want to have color in your garden. That is a good one. Now, on the other foot, if you want something that blooms early, and I love this plant, it's called a Lenten rose, or Helleborus. And it's a very, very hardy perennial. I planted about a dozen of them in my garden. Well, not in the garden. I planted them underneath tall pine trees where the branches had been cut to about 10 foot. And there was nothing but pine needles under there. And I planted this Lenten rose or Helleborus in there. And they are doing beautiful. The clump is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The flower is about an inch to an inch and a half in diameter. And it resembles a flowering crab apple blossom. So you have a big whorl of leaves. Again, about an inch. And the inside of the flower petals that open have little dots. So if it's a pink, it will have red dots on it. And there are many, many varieties to choose from. In the center will be all of your pollen sacs. And they're like a little stem with a suitcase on it. And that's where the bees pick up the pollen. But it's an early bloomer. And most years, during March and April, it's showing color. And if you have a garden up against your house that faces southeast or southwest, where you're going to get morning sun or late in the day sun, plant it there. And it will give you early color when your grape hyacinths and your daffodils and your crocuses are coming in bloom. But it's called Helleborus. And if you find them in the garden centers, they're going to be expensive. A regular quart pot could run you around $10. I went online, found a nursery that was selling them out of a pot. What they did is they were growing them in a greenhouse, in pots, and if you bought it from them, 25 or more, which I did, they would take off the pot, put them in a box, and ship them to you, and you got an assortment of colors. And mine came from North Carolina in the mountains, and I planted them, and I had 25, I think I have about 20 now. So a couple died during the beginning of the year, but that's okay. They are beautiful, and they're early. And that's the secret, early in your garden for some color when you really need a sign of hope that things are going to get better. Now, another early plant. It's called Candy Tuff, CANDYTUFTS, Candy Tuff, and it's an evergreen perennial. The leaves are about an inch by maybe a quarter of an inch wide, and the plant is covered with this beautiful, deep, deep green foliage. And during the late April into May, Candy Tuff will come into bloom. and it's a collection of small flowers into a rounded ball, almost. And it creeps. And if you've ever grown ground phlox, and you see that carpeting effect, that's how it grows, just like that. And it comes in bloom at the same time as the ground phlox, but it's called Candy Tuff. Evergreen, deep green foliage, covered with these little 1 to 2 inch diameter white balls of petals in your garden. And it's something that's really, really striking for that early color. And believe me, after this winter, you're going to need some early color. Just think about it, what we've been through now, and it's still the middle of January. We got 2 weeks in January. February, which is traditionally the worst month of the year for weather, and then March, it can go either way. Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and air paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Today I spent quite a bit of time telling you about some of the better growing annuals and perennials and trying to get you to start some of these in your home. Just get a good seed starter soil. Not garden soil, not potting soil, but a seed starter soil. It's soft. It's lightweight, it's well-drained, it's airy, and it's sterilized, so there are no diseases that could be waiting and hiding for the seedlings to germinate. Espoma, seedling soil with the beneficial microbes to speed up the germinating rate. Now, let me tell you about a good perennial, and there's three secrets. Ever wanted to grow poppies? You watch The Wizard of Oz, you get this huge field of poppies that Dorothy and Toto are running through, and you try and plant them in your garden, and they just don't survive. There's three secrets to growing poppies. Number one, drainage. Number two, drainage. Number three, drainage. They have to be in a soil that's well-drained. If you have any clay in your soil is heavy, don't even bother. It'll last that year, and the following spring, it's going to be dead. So it's got to be in a well-drained soil. So if you want to try and grow them, it wants full sun, but if you want to try and grow them in your soil, add compost to your soil. And if you can add 2 to 3 inches and turn it in to a foot deep, to really soften up that soil, to let the air get in, to let the extra moisture drain out. Drainage is the secret. The other thing that you can add to your garden, if you want to grow poppies, is garden gypsum. And gypsum is sheetrock. So if you've got some sheetrock in your garage, your tool shed kicking around, then just cut off a piece of it, set it on your counter, and with a hammer, just kind of soften it up. Peel off the paper off of it, flip it over, beat it up a little bit, because it's like chalk. But you got to break it up and get the paper off. And then take the pieces, put them in a plastic bag, and take a wooden mallet and just hit the plastic bag with it to break it up into crumbles. Spread the garden gypsum in your garden, right on the surface, and it will prevent the clay from sticking together. You can buy garden gypsums in a 50-pound bag at your local nursery. And if you've got a vegetable garden and you can't grow carrots, they're all little short things, your soil is sticking together. You put the garden gypsum in, you till it in well, and it will prevent the clay that's in the soil from sticking together. So you can buy it in a 50-pound bag. Some of the nurseries will sell it in a 10. If you only have a little area and you get some sheetrock, beat it up in a plastic bag and spread it. But the secret to poppies is drainage. They like some nice, rich soil with compost, organic matter. But it has to have the drainage. And when I was working in a retail store, we used to pot our own perennials in the fall of the year. We did daylilies, hosta, you name it. And poppies, no matter what we did, we had the toughest time until we realized the problem was drainage. And we made our own soil. We added manure to it. We added peat moss to it. We did a little bit of composting. Composting wasn't popular back then when I first started in the late 60s. But we had a nice soil. And when we realized that the whole problem was drainage, then we could grow them. So you want to use a good quality potting soil. It's got to be light. And in your garden, add a lot of compost to it. Get some gypsum into it. And you can grow poppies in your garden. I want you to have a great week, everybody. Thank you for listening to the program. Tell your friends about it. Sign up for the newsletter. And Nathan, thank you for your help in producing the show today. Have a great week, everybody.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.